Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's a busy time at Stratford House of Blessing. Eva Hayes joins us. Eva, it is wonderful to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
It's just great to have you here in studio. We got a busy time coming up for this fall. I mean, you've had a busy enough summer, but we got a busy fall coming up.
We absolutely do.
With some very unique events coming up. First off, let's talk about what's happening for October 5th.
October 5th is our Ride for Refuge. This is our first year doing this. This is a national event, so it's right across Canada, so the date is set way before we even started participating in this. We are excited for this year, and we're looking for teams to sign up and walk or ride 5 kilometers or 20 kilometers. And teams can be 2 people, they can be 10 people, just whatever works for you. And if you can bring in some donations through your efforts of walking or riding. And we're also looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
There are various areas where we can use volunteers in this event. So volunteers are greatly appreciated.
And how do folks reach out if they want to volunteer?
If they want to volunteer, actually, you can go right to the website. If you go to our website, which is shob.org, shob.org, and if you scroll to the bottom of the main page, there is a link for Ride for Refuge, and that takes you right in there, and all the sign-up, donations, volunteering, everything is right there.
Okay, and it's interesting, as you mentioned, that something like that is a national event that folks might not even be aware of.
Absolutely, yes. I don't know when Ride for Refuge was in Stratford last. I do believe it has been here before. But it's a bit like the coldest night of the year. It kind of runs a similar way. So we're excited to be able to participate in this year.
And, yeah.
We just need to think outside the box for fundraising.
Yeah, exactly. And again, because the need is there for Stratford House of Blessing. So something like the Ride for Refuge goes a long way.
It does. Absolutely, it does. And because we were not able to choose the date, it means it's back-to-back with our Empty Bowls events.
Right. Boy, October is coming in swinging here. So we have Empty Bowls back once again.
Yes, Empty Bowls is our signature fundraiser. Lots of people know about it. This year, again, it's a little different because we are keeping it in-house in the Stratford House of Blessing facility. It saves some cost for us. Also, we have lots of bowls currently being painted by local artists.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are absolutely incredible.
They are just stunning.
They are.
The artwork that goes in.
Absolutely. They are amazing. And the hours of work that they have donated their time to painting these bowls. We also this year have 3 potters that are donating.
Oh, nice.
We have Zenfire Pottery, Mirage Pottery, and Wild Violet Pottery, all busy making their creations currently, and they will also be available at our event.
Fantastic.
So when someone buys a bowl, for every bowl that's purchased, there is a food option that they can take with them. And we also have a silent auction this year as well.
Oh, very good.
The silent auction is going to run all week. It will close at 2 o'clock on Friday, which is November 1st. So the Empty Bowls is October 28th until November 1st.
Perfect.
And on November 1st at 2 o'clock, the auction will close and winners will be notified.
Again, it is such a fundraising tradition, if you will, Empty Bowls.
Yes, it is. It's our signature event.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's been going for many years.
All right. It's Stratford House of Blessing. Lots happening as we're heading into October. Of course, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But in August, we're kind of mid-August now. Are we doing a back-to-school sort of thing or any thoughts of that?
We are right in the middle of back-to-school.
Okay. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. We are right in the middle of that right now. And donations of backpacks, school supplies would be very welcome. We have, our numbers have increased there as well. We're looking at 450 students receiving supplies for back to school this year. And that's a lot. That's a lot of families to prepare, a lot of kids to prepare for school. So backpacks, lunch bags, rulers, calculators, paper, notebooks, crayons, anything and everything that a child would need from kindergarten to high school.
And this has been a successful program, because we think about, you know, we don't want kids to go without when they're heading back to school. That's the last thing we want them to worry about.
Exactly. And we don't want, we want all children to go to school with something new. We don't want them to be picked on. We want them to go to school with a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
And so can they drop these items off at Stratford House of Blessing?
They can. Yep. They can just bring it to the door, and they'll be received right at reception.
Perfect. Wow. We've got so much going on. Stratford House of Blessing. Is there anything else that you want folks to know about?
Well, once Empty Bowls is over, we're right into Christmas, our Christmas toy program.
Yes.
If Christmas toys is something you'd like to offer.
As we talk about this in August, I love it. Well, it's good to get the heads up on these things, though.
Absolutely.
Because there's so much going on. Again, it's Stratford House of Blessing. Of course, Empty Bowls, we look forward to that. And something new for October 5th, it is Ride for Refuge. And we'll share all the details on our socials and mystraffordnow.com. Eva, is there anything else we left off, or just get those donations and help out? Because as a community, we always step up.
We need all the help we can get.
All right. And back to school, too.
Yes.
Drop by with the backpacks and more. Eva Hayes with Stratford House of Blessing. Eva, wonderful to chat with you, and say hi to all the fine folks there.
I will do. Thanks, Jamie.